Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Enemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words, just these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I welcome you to the show, and I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed He's told me, that I have for Him some, well, let's just say I have for His cause, some very important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do, He told me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I indeed am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But I can only tell you without question that all the various rulerships we see in the world today, in so many ways, have all been obstacles against men discerning fully, purely, completely that which the Most High has foreordained must be the faith of all who by his Spirit are awakened, redeemed, begotten as his people. The scripture says, quite frankly, those of you who know the scriptures, you know that Yohanan, John 1 and 1 says, from the beginning is the word, the plan, the purpose. I would even say to you, my brothers and sisters, the eternal covenant. From the beginning is that plan, is that purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the conscience, my brothers and sisters, that is embodies Messiah himself. From the beginning is that word. It is eternal, my brothers and sisters. It is a constant harmony. It is a constant continuum unto life. It is eternal harmony with Yah. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning has told us that he is all in everything that he is. He does not deny himself. Look at 2 Timothy 2nd chapter and understand it. It says before he denies himself, he will deny us. There is no other covenant but that which the Most High has declared from the beginning, eternal. He calls himself Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that Messiah himself must come for the refreshing, the restitution, the remembrance of all things according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that constancy, that initial foundation then, word, precepts established upon that initial foundation unto the fullness of what the Most High through the course of ages has revealed. Scripture says they'd be cut off from among his people. Messiah said himself in Matthew 5:14-24 that you need to watch out for anybody who will turn you away from looking toward the fullness or the fruition that's contained in the law and the prophets, else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. See, if anybody seeks to make a fool of his brother, not seeking the fullness of that which is the fully divine intent, the scripture says, my brothers and sisters, such a one is guilty even unto hellfire. Most High has sanctioned, my brothers and sisters, with a so be it confirmed in his name. He says, cursed. I know what they put in your King James Version. It says, cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. How about cursed, separated, not true to a covenant, who's whoever it is, that will not be confirmed, found faithful, worthy to be sealed in the holy name, having in his mind and his heart the law as it is revealed by Yah to be his people. Cursed anyone, my brothers and sisters, far from a covenant, is whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not seek the word of Yah established upon initial, pure and perfect foundation. And the scripture says, let all the people say concerning this, so be it. But I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means and what it implies, certainly. The ramifications of this statement. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that they are within the scope and the parameters of a covenant, though they refuse to confirm the fullness of what the Most High has decreed? There are many who believe that somehow there is a new covenant because of mistranslation that is found in the book of Jeremiah 30:31-36. Scriptures that are in Hebrews 7-10 chapter. But let it be known, those scriptures talk about a restoration of a covenant, not a new one. I repeat, those scriptures talk about the restoration of a covenant. It being restored to the minds of men beyond all the diverse diaspora scatterings among the nations, beyond all the variant provocations, fallen standards that among the nations. The Most High talks about redeeming his people beyond all these contrivances, beyond all these contradictions, beyond all these partialities, beyond all these impurities, under the purity of his will. For certainly, my brothers and sisters, there is an absolute mutual standard that all must confirm if there's going to be one accord, if there's going to be agreement, if there's going to be, and there shall be, faithfulness, my brothers and sisters. There shall be faithfulness unto the Most High upon this earth. For the scripture says the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, no false doctrine, won't be deceived by anyone, won't be so easily destabilized. My brothers and sisters are misled. Will speak no lies. Do no iniquity. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, they will function after pure and perfect justice. The justice the Most High reveals, and I'm talking about a standard, my brothers and sisters, that certainly transcends these 45,000 different contentious and conflicted denominations and nations, 280 nations in the world that men have given their allegiance to. There's much to be considered concerning all this, my brothers and sisters, I promise you. For the Most High has always called his people unto one standard. He never licensed the confusion of man. He never licensed men just interjecting whatever they will after any short-sighted or polluted perception. The men should avow themselves under such, or be misled after such, and call it a covenant with him who does not change. Makes absolutely no sense, but nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, men seeing a whole world fall victim to continual generations of such contrivance have been so greatly after such misexample as it appears before their eyes, deceived. Most I told him, if I could look in all this world and see all these multitude of different contentions, conflicts, debates, doubts, hypocrisies, how about partialities, pollutions that are taught in the world today, and believe that they are the result of guidance after his spirit. He told me I could not be a disciple unto him. But brothers and sisters, those who are misled after the misideals of another have looked so often at all these differences and said somehow these were still yet a course unto salvation. Many of my brothers and sisters have not even understood the definition of the word then. To be saved, my brothers and sisters, is certainly to be guided by the Most High, but it is to be guided unto completion, being made whole, being restored in remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of what that which, after a multitude of diverse allegiances, men have forgotten. I said, being restored unto allegiance, so much that men have forgotten. Most I said, the Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. That means that even if your rulers have not taught you these things, you must seek the Most High for the remembrance of these things. I know for a fact, Most High, unto his own, does not leave them subject simply to a multitude of pastors who are in their contentions, and oftentimes far less than prudence. Does not leave them subject to them who would lead them to be exploited after far less than what the Most High calls acceptable. I repeat, there is a pure and perfect standard that is expected of the faithful. Abraham was told to seek the Most High after his perfect will, and it would be to the redemption, salvation, the blessing of the nations. Messiah said, seek his perfect word. Other scriptures in Genesis 17. Other scripture I'm talking, scripture I'm not talking about is in Revelation 3. Scripture says, seek, we must seek his perfect word by his spirit. Spirit that teaches all things. Rebukes all sin. How about whatever it is that divides men against the perfect will of Yah? need to talk about that a minute. The scripture says, else he'd come against you with the sword of his mouth. How about his pure and perfect word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the hearts, whether men seek the fullness of what is divine will or not, whether they have a love for truth or not, whether they, or not they prefer righteousness or choose to believe half-truths and lies. My brothers and sisters, this world has been greatly deceived by this concept, men say, of grace, believing somehow the Most High favors men in a multitude of unbeliefs. The book of Yehuda, they call it Jude, said the men would pervert the grace of Yah. Men come in unawares, crept in bringing lies under the condemnation of the divisiveness of men, confusion of men, men not discerning the falsehood of the doctrine, my brothers and sisters, that they have taught, because many have not sought the fullness of a word. Scripture says, Most High destroys those who afterward would not believe. What does that mean? The grace of the Most High, the Spirit of the Most High seeks to teach all things. Shall men say they don't need to seek the fullness, and they still be called faithful? Scripture says, Messiah have to come to convince mankind against all these ungodly. How about shallow-minded, partial, and impure perceptions the men have upheld? Scripture does not call men godly according to Isaiah 41:21. Who don't seek the fullness of what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal, that men might truly be a blessing to one another. In fact, he said they're an abomination and not the work of his hands. Who, my brothers and sisters, would seek to raise an argument after foolish, fallen, perverse, hypocritical, less than faithful standards. Less than what is the gospel. And last evening, we talked about the idea that the gospel is the pursuit of a pure and perfect word, according to all the Most High declares. And the Most High, in fact, calls men false prophets who don't seek that fullness, or who have not been empowered or have not had designs toward that fullness. I find it amazing that Scripture says, Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Reprove all sin, show what is to come. And that means all must have the same ultimate aspiration, dream, and vision toward the fullness of what the Most High has intended. I think it's amazing, my brother and sister, men have not understood that instead of the Holy Spirit reproves all sins, it means that which teaches a pure and perfect word automatically reproves any fallen or lesser standard. Something I would have you to understand simply, Matthew 1:21. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Matthew 1:21 talks about, you should call his name, they put in your King James Version, Jesus. We now need to consider what the scripture says thereafter. For he will deliver his people from their sins. We talked on last evening about the idea that, quite frankly, it's easy to find that information for those who are willing, who have a love of the truth, that no one, I repeat, no one was ever by the early church or any apostles baptized in the name Jesus, nor the name Christ or the title Christ. I said, no one was baptized for the remission of sins, sin meaning separation, divisions. How about that they be born again, not renaturalized, reoriented after the will of one, not in the name of Jesus, not in the name or the title Christ. In fact, the scripture says, if you can confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, Yeshua HaMashiach, when you talk about that, is Lord, you shall be saved. How about the Most High declares the fullness of what is the standard? The word salvation itself, my brothers and sisters, relates the idea about being made whole, complete, made one with the Most High, made one with him who he sins for the express purpose that men might not be found falling short of the mark I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what this means. The name Jesus Christ has a contrivance on the part of Western polytheists turned aside from and not true to that which the Most High declared through his angel to the mother of the Savior. The word that was used there, the name that was used there, my brothers and sisters, was in fact, Yeshua, in the context of one who would deliver his people from their sins, a name that means Yah is salvation. That means that the fullness that Yah is the standard we must seek to be made whole. Because it is Yah, my brothers and sisters, that is to be pleased, appeased. So we need to consider something, my brothers and sisters. We need to ask the question, why do they feel that they even have a right to contrive a title? And those who know the truth know that they took away or they chose people not to consider the title that means he will deliver people from their sins, because for all the people to be delivered from their sins are their misallegiance, and misallegiances of this earth would automatically evaporate all the miscreant doctrine and allegiances to all the miscreant pulpits and thrones of this earth. Did he not say all power from on high, all authority from on high, all jurisdiction from on high? He said it was given unto him. He said, go forth and convert the nations. Meaning that what the nations had in their multiplicities and their differences must be sin. Not true to the will of Yah as he declared it from the beginning. In fact, all these multitude of differences that we see in the world have been, in fact, obstacles against man discerning what is pure and perfect from the beginning according to what is the purpose the Most High has had for this earth. Therefore, men to be saved, made whole, faithful unto the Most High, means that all this worldliness, all these differences must be transcended. He said, go forth and teach them everything. Convert them according to everything. He said, baptize them. The word baptize in that context relates the drive on the part of people to be cleansed, even to be converted beyond all fallen standards. Because indeed, the multitude of different standards of this world, which cannot save, cannot make man whole, are in fact, my brothers and sisters, sin. Most High does not establish rules that cut men short of access to the greater knowledge of the truth. You need to think about that, my brothers and sisters, I promise you. Scripture says that he will save his people from their sins. That means he will deliver them unto righteousness. I said beyond all partial and imperfect standards, he will deliver his people unto righteousness. Purity and completion offers one choice. They put in your Bible, your King James Version, they like this title, Christ. But my brother and sister, I want you to think about something. That too, that title Christ comes from pagan antiquity. It is a contrivance on the part of polytheists who compel people to believe that a savior was one who somehow found favor to uphold all the diversities of man. My brothers and sisters, that's not true to the will of one. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High does not want his people, if you understand what I'm saying, converted in vain. He does not desire that his people remain subject to a multitude of differences which cannot appease his perfect will. In Malachi, the scriptures talk about all these things that man, no one who has even a residue of the Spirit of the Most High would do. And one of them is to dare say that the Most High looks at all the variances of men, all the deviant standards of men, deviation and deviated doctrines against the will of the one Most High, my brothers and sisters, Most High can never be pleased with. But those who would compel you to think so and say that by the grace of Yah, you have somehow a license to pervert the grace of Yah, which reveals by his spirit the pure and perfect will, Men somehow have believed, my brothers and sisters, there's no need for a pure, perfect standard even to be raised again. And my brothers and sisters, none such thinking as that is the restoration of a covenant. None such thinking as that is a covenant at all. I want to have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, when they, in the early church, used titles for the Messiah, like Yahshua HaMashiach. They were talking about, my brothers and sisters, again, the coming of a righteous one who would redeem men beyond all the variant misrule of their kings, beyond all the variant rules of their pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever men want to call themselves. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that men, true to the will of one, see beyond all these pluralist hypocrisies, misemulations, misrepresentations, misadministrations. The job, my brothers and sisters, and the avocation of so many con men is what you must overcome. I can only tell you, just a little while ago, coming in, and I saw a billboard. And basically, these people at this particular church, husband and wife, were talking about people, telling people, come on in. Heaven help us. I know, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High told me, that the Most High told me about this concept that was told me by one pastor that's in the minds of so many. They are basically saying that it's not about the fullness of what the Bible has to say, but it's about them learning an avocation, that they be able to preside over a congregation, attain the trust of the people, when the fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, they have not sought fully for the salvation of any man. They sought that men remain blinded, partial in perception, that they remain in prison house cages, never preaching the fullness of the gospel, and the gospel is the whole, complete word, not a piece and part. The kingdom of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, will not be governed by any of the partialities of man, but the fullness of the word the Most High declared. Like I said, one pastor told me directly that, like I said, it's not about what the Bible has to say. He says it's about them learning a profession. And they dared to even go as far as to say, one went as far as to say, people are not going to catch on to everything, he said. The Holy Spirit says to teach all things. He said the people aren't going to catch on to all things, everything. He said, how many folks do you think going to get that when I started talking about some deeper precepts of the scripture? Now, he knew that these things were true. But basically, what this pastor is saying to you, my brother and sister, whether you understand it or not, is that the people are willing to buy it. It's not about their salvation, but if people are willing to buy it, they are willing to sell it. If they're willing to pay for false comfort, flattered, fatally, foolishly deceived in their failings, according to the partialities they're willing to uphold against Yah, guess what? They're willing to sell it. Evidentiary is the fact that these seminary schools basically give folks pieces of paper. They can take generically to any denomination. It's not about a pure and perfect standard. It's about, hey, men calling themselves theologians acceptable before the state, which itself, my brothers and sisters, hypocritically compromised, giving license to every manner of corruption and compromise against the perfect will of the one Most High. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that this treachery against the holy name, against your even discerning the holy name, is, my brothers and sisters, the misconceit that in this world must be overcome. I would have you to consider hard words, I know for many, because I'd like to ask the question, if men would, if today were the judgment, would you be counted trustworthy before the Most High to receive the confirmation seal of the living Yah? Would it be said truly that the Most High had written his law upon your minds and heart, you had no resistance against it? that you might overcome every miscreant standard of faulty, foolish misorientation and misallegiance of this world. Most, especially those in places of power, would compel the people to presume, of course, yes, as if they never had any intention to stand as obstacles against the salvation of any man. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Most would prefer to believe they're worthy. Like I say, many would say they never sought to hurt or hinder anyone's path, sway any man along the path of salvation. They would say that. But the real question here, my brothers and sisters, is this. Have those who you trust in as leaders, even have you, with all good intent, diligence, and persistent pursuit of divine guidance, done all that is required of those who make vows into the cause of the Most High, are required to do for the mutual good of our people towards saving or making, how, listen to me now, making, helping to make anyone in all things completely whole? Or have most instead sought partial standards, seeking that others remain subject to such partiality, misrepresentation, so that they themselves, rather than Yah, be exalted? Book of Malachi says the Most High is not pleased by these partial standards. So you rob both Yah and whole nations when you turn men astray from his ordinances. When you teach men, or let's just say don't teach them what the scriptures actually declare that you must seek for, that you truly return unto him. I ask the question, have men truly sought the Most High for everything necessary that all, after the example they would portray, the words they'd speak, the doctrine they uphold, have they sought that men be made in all things whole? Or have they instead been obstacles against the teaching of the Holy Spirit according to personal agendas? Remember, my brothers and sisters, it is a blessing. It's not more blessing to have the guidance in the Most High. Blessing, my brothers and sisters, to be in his hands. But my brothers and sisters, oh, I could tell you so much about this. You listen to someone in the Most High, oh, I could tell you, one time being carried in his arms like a baby. Didn't even understand why it was or how it was that I was floating around like a baby on his, you know, cradle in someone's arms, taken wherever I want to go, see whatever I wanted to see. And I can just tell you about one situation, one particular dream. And I went by a friend's house and in a dream, and a person looked at me and said, well, how are you floating around like that? And I heard the voice of the Most High say these words, how does it feel to be in the arms of Yah? It's favor, my brothers and sisters, the Most High indeed. But the Most High would seek to snatch you from the gamut of misconceits that are in this world. Because Most High has already told me, it's not discipleship unto him to believe that all these contentions and differences and conflict are a work of his Spirit. By his Spirit, he makes his people much wiser than that. In fact, he told me quite frankly that those who are guided by his Spirit, quite frankly, have a greater sense of discretion than that. To believe our multitude of differences are the salvation of the peace unto any man of people. So let us think about it, my brothers and sisters. What the scripture I just said, what I just told you. The book of Yehuda, 1:1-15, Malachi 2:16-39, really is all scripture all through there. It tells us the Messiah is one who restore men unto righteousness. How about a fullness the Most High declared of old, that he confirmed of old as in former years? According to all that is unto him pleasing. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, meaning that even as it was 2,000 years ago, ancient Israel, having been under, had let's just say come from Babylonian captivity, and after that time being under Greco-Roman, Grecian, and then Roman authority, having hardly been, let's just say, under autonomous authority, and quite frankly, having for a time been under a priesthood that Rome appointed after slaughtering the priests who sought the autonomy of a true king from the tribe of Judah. Israel at the time become Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, Essenes. Do people think, my brothers and sisters, that these standards, when all things hold? Scripture tells us again and again the Messiah comes because a whole world has fallen short of righteousness. He sees none righteous, none made whole, none that does fully what is good, what is complete, no, not one. And for that reason, he says Messiah to restore the hearts and minds of men to indeed what the Most High calls acceptable, pleasing unto him. Like I say, you save his people from all this dereliction of duty, all this indiligence that the variant rulers of the world tell you are wise. Scripture says you think that all these variant systemic miscreant ideas of this world are wise. They say consider yourself a fool and you might become wise. Realize the need to transcend it all. Scripture says Messiah himself must come to reveal again the things that men have been hidden from men. The men have even hidden from themselves. That systemic darkness, my brothers and sisters, is hidden from your minds. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, for he says Messiah will be judged. He said, therefore, let no man consider himself so wise for the time till Messiah comes to reveal the Anointed One, oh, the one who considers all things, is revived unto the consideration of all things. So he comes to compel men, my brothers and sisters, in fact, to consider what the rulers that never compelled them to consider. The Most High told me he sends prophets for the express purpose to declare what others would not. So also, my brothers and sisters, of the anointing. Blessed are those who will understand that. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will understand why the scripture says the Messiah comes to be a vexation and a terror for many to understand the report, to discern that so much of what they thought was doctrine was not sufficient to be called a garment, not enough for a man to wrap himself up in, not enough for one to cover his shame. Scripture says a lot of folks that have sought to hid their iniquity in their robes, making claims of having authority. Well, the scripture talks about one called the King of the East, who, the scripture says, dries up the rivers. How about compels men to see beyond the mindscapes of their rulers? Puts them to open shame. Takes the name of the Most High back, that men no longer abuse it, that they no longer seek to take the glory that belongs to the Most High and give it to an other. Oh, yes, it is devil worship when men do it, do such a thing. Whenever men misrepresent the cause and plan of the Most High, it is, in fact, the worship of deviation. Especially since you can stop and consider how many have taught deviations and made it an enterprise, an avocation. You need to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand the real. The Most High says there's going to be a consumption, even a trying, if you will, of the whole earth. And it will be according to his standard. And I did not say according to the standards of men. This is not, let's make a deal. There's but one standard, my brothers and sisters. There's but one standard. And there's but one Savior who is to be appeased. No other but one. However, I tell you now, the scriptures speak of one in Isaiah 45. They speak of one, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 49. The Most High said he would make his salvation even unto the ends of the earth. One that he said that he would call forth, saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother. As he made mention of my name, as he purposed me by name. That's what it means. Give me a title of authority, it says. Scripture says, to reveal his glory, what is honorable before him. How about magnify the law and make it honorable? Made his mouth like a sharp sword, one that declares the fullness of a word and discerns whether men will seek the fullness of what is acceptable unto the holy name or not. whether their vow unto the Most High is complete or not. Yes, to bring Israel, his people, back to him beyond all the miscreant misrule of the whole earth. Even my brothers and sisters, to cause those of the Gentile nations who have not discerned the need for purity and completion, even to conform them, my brothers and sisters, according to the fullness of what is salvation, even to the ends of the earth. Why don't they teach you about this, my brothers and sisters? Because the prophets actually say Messiah must come to reprove all fallen standards of this whole world. All your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, whatever they call themselves, whatever they've taught people to uphold a fallen, lesser, unstable constitution. He comes, my brothers and sisters, that his people be made wise and that the kingdom be established upon firmity. Who is ready to understand it? My brothers and sisters, these are the times. These are the times that the souls of men are being tried to find out what is the nature of every heart. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there was indeed a method to the madness that men have upheld. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there was a method to the madness. Last evening I talked about the ideas I said before. Nobody of the early church was baptized in the name Jesus Christ. And they knew, quite frankly, the Messiah was the one, the righteous one, who helps people to see beyond every sin, every partial standard, that they be converted beyond every partial and hypocritical standard of this world in him. Messiah, according to Isaiah 41, reproves all the rulers, that men see what might see what is whole, that they be comforted, made whole, at peace, one in the Most High. Every fallen fleshly standard exposed, overthrown, cast down. Well, in Isaiah 45, it actually speaks of one who will come forth and saying, I alone am a just one and a savior. Draw near to me and be saved all the ends of the earth. Did I not speak to you about one that Isaiah 19 calls a savior who will suddenly appear from a city to reprove all the injustices in it and even all the injustices of the world? Isaiah 19, 18 through 25. Did I speak to you, my brothers and sisters, about Isaiah 45 to speak about one saying, will come forth saying, surely in the Most High have our righteousness. Let's just say, what is salvation? What is necessary to make people whole? His strength. Even unto him shall mighty men come, and all who are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And the scripture says, in the Most High, him who is whole, complete, shall all Israel be justified. How about corrected justly, made honorable, glorified? If they glorify, or they give glory to Yah. Anything less than this expectation, my brothers and sisters, is the matter of mankind having forgotten the covenant. Yes, there was a method to this madness, my brothers and sisters, whereby men have thought to change or declare the title of the Messiah after what? As if he was the anointed after the spirit of all the pagan gods that were the pantheons of Zeus and Isis. Isus Christos? Wow. What made man think, my brothers and sisters, at any time he had such a right? We understand the Roman imperialists had an agenda to preserve the worship of their rulers. Do you think they care, my brothers and sisters, what you call a thing, as long as you still remain subject to their rule? A man is a servant of him whose law, whose standard he obeys. And if that standard, my brothers and sisters, is that of another, no matter what he calls it, if it's that of another, it's of another and not Yah. Many times, my brothers and sisters, have they taken the holy name or what men think is holy and put it on those constraints upon the words of scripture and kept men in bondage because they never intended to tell you the whole truth. Like I said, the title of Messiah actually relates him as a righteous one, that men transcend all partialities, i.e. sin. That men, my brothers and sisters, in fact, the word they put down there, Christ, really that comes from a word, kurdi, and it means one who comes suddenly like the rising sun. Cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Yes, a righteous one, my brothers and sisters, to expose exposes every lawless standard. The men come to seek him with their idea, the peace might be before the Most High, honorable, glorious. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters. They also, I'm sure, didn't teach you that Messiah would have to reprove all your rulers, that men have a standard that is before the Most High honorable. So the Most High looked and saw none would say restored. The leaders didn't want you restored because that means you recognize the wickedness that they have taught you. Most High told me that I surely would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Well, some folks want to see completion. Some people despise it being discerned, their dereliction of duty. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that let me move quickly through this because I have a lot still to talk about. What was the method to their madness that they chose to change the name of Yeshua to the name title that means that Yah is salvation to this Isus? As if you Most High sent an anointed of Zeus and Isis? Come on, think again. They had a method in their madness. Isus had some meaning to the heathen. Keep them stagnated, seeking counsel, but not from Yah. Most High said this style of worship is in vain. Said, let it be written upon the book of their testimony, the tablets of their testimony, the covenant forever. This worship is in vain. Fall short of what the Most High has intended. So there's a need to understand and consider these things at another level. Why did they despise this title, this name, that an angel of the Most High gave for the Messiah as a Savior? It relates Yah's salvation. Why did they even feel that they have a right to do so? But then, my brothers and sisters, Greco-Roman polytheist imperialists didn't like the idea of what was well known, if you will, they call the notoriety of that name that is derived from the title of the successor of Moshe called Yahshua ben Nun. There is a book you might want to look up called Hebrewisms of West Africa. Mr. Joseph J. Williams's book, Hebrewisms of West Africa. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, you will find in the midst of that text testimony related to, for instance, what happened when Alexander, one called Alexander the Great, when Alexander the Great, Greco-Roman conqueror, took over the territory that was Israel and Upper Egypt, Upper Africa, territories of Upper Africa. And when he took over, I'm talking about after the Medo-Persian Empire, in other words, after he cast down the Medo-Persian Empire, empire of the king that sent Israel back to their land, you can think about that. It's important that we consider what was the petitions of many in Upper Africa to Alexander and to his successor, Ptolemy. They asked to be allowed to return to the land that was being, at the time, occupied by the children of Israel, particularly the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And Alexander's response was, what are you asking me this? Why are you asking me this? He said, because remember that territory that Israel occupied was called Canaan land. Okay. Land of the Canaanites. Their response to Alexander
is that the territory to the south of Israel that they occupied, they said was not innately their land. He said, we are, they said to Alexander, we are Canaanites. Did you hear me? They said, we are Canaanites. We are they who fled from before Moshe and Yahashua ben Nun. I would only have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, how they looked upon the idea of Israel having another Yahashua. Another conqueror sent from above. What aspirations and dreams would that echo in the minds of an Israelite who knew his history? For Moshe, my brothers and sisters, when they took the land, they gave people three options. You can join with us and make a pact with us, even with our Holy One. Or you can flee, because we're going to take the land, or we're going to fight, okay? And guess what? We're going to win. That concept of a conqueror, concept of a Kurdee, concept of a righteous one whom the Most High said he would call to bring Israel back from all the lands. Scripture said the one through whom he said he would make a full end of all nations that have scattered his people. One through whom he said that whatever nation will not walk according to the light he brings, the invariant word of truth from the beginning that he brings, he said that nation will perish. Rome could not have in their empire that expectation of faith. They couldn't have that concept of a savior in the land that they sought control over. So they contrived an entirely different concept of what is faith, even the expectation of the Most High, according to a multitude of pluralities that already existed to preserve their thrones and their pulpits. And this treachery, my brothers and sisters, after this system, the scripture says, has horns like a lamb speaking as a dragon, that seeks to destroy whoever would turn toward righteousness, that seeks to destroy whoever would depart from its evil, that seeks to destroy and did martyr, my brothers and sisters, so many saints, compel those who remain. To follow after a beastly, unreasoning, irrational, and contradictive mind. My brothers and sisters, it takes a fool to really believe that the Most High put aside all his rule, all his law, that you might worship and praise him. It takes a fool, my brothers and sisters, to believe the Most High has eradicated what he said is an eternal standard that he vouchsafed with his own name, that men might be justified according to whatever seems wise before their eyes. He already told you that Messiah will come not judging after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. Said he would come, my brothers and sisters, declare the way that you should go, saying that from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, and if you kept and preserved what he declared from the beginning, he said your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness the ways of the sea. Talking about Isaiah 48. Your descendants would not be destroyed from before him. No peace to the lawless, he says. But brothers and sisters, that the Most High sends his spirit to teach all things, no lie in it, to reprove all fallen standards, i.e. sin, or every curse and every damnation, that sin and divisions are damnation by very definition, if we think about it. It means, my brothers and sisters, he must declare a law. And the nature of a law, a true law, is that you break it. You disrupt the order. You disrupt the peace. Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not disrupt order and peace. He does not forsake his command. He does not forsake his authority. That men be called wise as if they're wiser than he, and their lack of awareness of what is his purpose. That insanity, my brothers and sisters, has to cease. In fact, the Most High told me that no one who was a disciple of his could believe such a thing.
You talked the other day about Malachi saying, hey, nobody who has even a remnant of the Spirit will believe that a partial standard is anything but what is to be humiliated. That anybody who opposes partial standard, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, is treacherous against his brother and against treacherous against the covenant the Most High gave to the fathers, because it said that whatever the Most High has spoken, we all have an obligation to uphold, even forever. Did the Most High ever say that was no longer true? Did he ever say that his purpose for sending his Spirit was to destroy Israel from ever being regathered or ever recollected according to what was initial conscience and expectation? Have Israel become yet that nation, my brothers and sisters, absolved beyond every miscreant standard of all the nations and all the variant churches and congregations of this world that have taught partiality? And yes, my brothers and sisters, they taught partiality. They didn't tell you the Messiah comes to declare a higher standard still, to teach men everything, therefore to expose whatever man's been neglectful. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters. Case in point, they lied to you. They did not preach you the gospel. They just sought to preserve as Rome did of old. Their own pulpits and their own thrones. And there are many, my brothers and sisters, who say they are Israel today because they won't even teach you about the coming of the one called Shiloh, a lawgiver by which all men shall be regathered. Look at Genesis 49:10. A lawgiver, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says that all nations shall wait for his law, even righteousness. Behold, my servant, it says, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice, that's righteousness, to the nation. The isle shall wait for, seek after his law. That will be the blessing, the oneness of all. And if they didn't teach you that expectation, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you what's expected of a man who would receive the Holy Spirit. If you confess the name entitled, they call Jesus, after the ideals of those who never seek the whole truth, as that title has been abused under so many different denominations and institutions today. If they didn't compel you to recognize the need, you need the Spirit that you might be true to him in all things, like, what is it, 4 and 12 Ephesians? Scripture talks about, look at Ephesians. It talks about being complete in all good works. How about 2, 8 through 12? It talks about being confirmed and completed Messiah. Even the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. Who else do you say you need to agree with? Something to think about, my brothers and sisters. There's been a lot of diverse standards after which men have said they were baptized, washed from the misconceits of this world. Consider all the diverse standards which men have called baptism in the name of Yeshua. Shall men say they've been delivered from all misconceits, or have they just been kept deceitful? They've used these institutions they call churches, my brothers and sisters, not to deliver you from the world, to keep you in it. The world has no autonomous, single, mutual, complete, pure standard that it upholds and calls authority. It resists the righteousness of the one. It resists, my brothers and sisters, him who made all things, unto whom the earth belongs and the fullness thereof. It exalts. They've used this name to exalt from every false, fallen, foolish, deceitfully insufficient doctrine of some of every kind of ruler you can imagine, and told people because they were baptized in this name only to fall victim to other titles, Catholic, Baptist, Ephesians, Episcopal, call themselves Protestant, whatever they want to call it, but still protesting all against the will of the one Most High. Do people really think that's salvation, my brothers and sisters? Really? Not according to what I see in the scriptures. And it can't be called salvation. He said his people are all going to speak together as one in the name of the Most High. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:10 and understand. See, if there's any strife and divisions among a multitude of divisions, the scriptures actually say, it's because men is functioning as carnal men after their flesh, blind to what the Most High declared at the beginning, blind to what the Most High declared as an eventuality. Why? Because they have the traditions of their variant
worldly allegiances to uphold. Do you think they intend to tell you, rulers of the nations are going to tell you that the Most High is going to make a full end of all nations, wherever his people, the people of the Most High have been scattered? Did he tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will set up a kingdom which will break in pieces all other kingdoms, that he established a kingdom that is firm, that will endure forever? Did they tell you what is necessary for that to be? It certainly doesn't mean, my brothers and sisters, that men remain in bondage to any partial standard. It means men have come to the light, my brothers and sisters, that the world for a long time has sought to obscure. They see beyond those who are still yet because they don't tell you this greater truth or counter the children of darkness. My brothers and sisters. They didn't tell you the Messiah was called the Kurdi. The righteous one. One who exposes all the darkness. They didn't tell you what it means. The scriptures say, be watchful that you may be able to stand for the Son of Man. It means they watching merely with your eyes and ears. You mean to tell me you don't have any eyes or ears better than what can't see around the corner? After receiving the Holy Spirit? Most High wants people to see from a higher vantage point, my brothers and sisters, what men at lower level just not have the capacity to discern. If you stand in the middle of a forest, lost, there have been people who have perished, my brothers and sisters, in a forest. Less than a quarter mile away from the nearest road where they might have found safety because they got lost moving around circle and circle after everything looking so much the same. But my brothers and sisters, had they been able to see from a higher vantage point from above the trees, look down at where they were, and see the landscape round about, they might have been saved. Most High wants people to see things after his vision, that they walk a right course toward what is indeed safety. For those, my brothers and sisters, if you put it this way, if a man is dropped down in a pit, did you hear me? A pit in the darkness. In the darkness, he might have a rope right beside him, might not see it. People might walk right by the hole that he's falling into because he knows nobody's up above that ground that's walking right by him. He didn't know to shout. My brothers and sisters, Most High said he's going to remedy that issue. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, when the Savior draws near, they know to draw near to him. Know to cry out, to be able to see from a better set of eyes. I would like to read a little bit of scripture to you. Like I said, scripture says Psalms 14, Psalm 53. Isaiah 59 says, when the Messiah comes, because the Most High saw no intercessor, none who petitioned for the fullness of the truth, none righteous, no, not one. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, Isaiah 42, none that cried out for full restoration, because full restoration to the righteousness of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, will break men out of the prison houses that they have been in, that they've trusted. Like I said, I've asked, if judgment were today, would you be found trustworthy to receive the confirmation seal of faithfulness unto Yah? Do you think anybody's going to receive that confirmation seal who trusts in systems of this world that would stand against men's awakening? Read Revelation 14th chapter and understand, he says he's going to seal with his name a people who would follow the Lamb wherever he leads. That means according to the fullness of his word. Walk after the faith of Yeshua and must believe in the Messiah. Trust according to the fullness of all the Most High. Declares nothing less. Scripture talks about a lot of kings running for cover when that righteous one appears in Revelation 6:12. Running for cover because they know they've been treacherous and derelict in duty. Think the trusting a multitude of partial standards that will be reproved for their indiligence, lack of diligence. Trust in such institutionality as a safe place. Or if I could just sit back and tell you, the Most High has already told me this confusion of partial ideas is babbling, and by no means should any institution established upon a faulty, fallen foundation
fallen foundation ever be considered a safe place, certainly not before the wrath of the One Most High, who never desired that his people be deceived or that his name ever be profaned or misrepresented after those who would uphold deviant standard against the fullness of his will. Scripture talks about those walking after the marks of the beast, the nation that won't reason or see fully what is divine purpose, because they would not reason together to seek the oneness of the Most High beyond their frailty, beyond what seems to offer them hope. Seems to? I noticed I said. Our brothers and sisters said because they would not seek this fullness. He said he would deliver them to the sword to be cut out. The Most High has spoken. Consider when he said reason together, it says reason together with him. And that's seeking a fullness, my brothers and sisters, and no less. Said he will smite the nations with a rod of iron, strong, absolute discipline. Out of his mouth comes a sharp, two-edged sword, which he should smite the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. How about an absolute sense of what is discipline? A full and complete word, my brothers and sisters, for righteousness' sake. How about that there might be peace restored to the world? Because believe me, everybody proud in their own self-righteous after the short-sighted vision of their flesh, not led by the Spirit that would teach all things, has been why a whole world has functioned abusively, and men, by and large, have not discerned the iniquity of it all, not discerned the mystery of the gospel either, because men have not been compelled to pursue all the Most High has required. Well, I'd like to read a scripture to you. Isaiah 57:1, and the scriptures there are continuous from 56:9 onto this verse. It talks about how all your leaders, every one of them, have become dogs that won't bark. They leave you to be devoured. They, in fact, are the wolves. Every last one of them desires that people remain in ignorance, not discerning, as the scripture says in Isaiah 29, they hide from you the counsel of the Most High. Every one of them, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, treacherous because of their greed, seeking like politicians to appease the will of as many diverse standards as might imagine so they can make themselves marketable to as many in their differences that they see to their advantage. All these scriptures are there, my brothers and sisters, but how many are willing to see it? It says to the very last one, they've all gone astray. And acted like the Most High would never expose their treachery, as if he does not see that they act deceitfully, as if no one, not even Messiah himself, the Anointed One, would see beyond the treachery to overcome the treachery that they've established in this world. The scripture says, it shall come to be that Lebanon shall be reared as a forest. It means that a world shall yet bring forth fruit acceptable. Right, it says righteous men have perished, but nobody considers that righteous men have perished from the world. It says Messiah comes at that time, however. It says devout men are the ones that are taken away, and men have not discerned it. None understands that it is the righteous men, my brothers and sisters, that will be spared from the evil or the wrath that is to come. Men have not discerned, if you read on further in Isaiah 57, that men have, because they call themselves wise after so many partial standards, they mock. Even stuck out and drawn the tongue against even the Holy One of Israel, worshiping and upholding a multitude of variant kings, my brothers and sisters, seeking them for comfort, not understanding those who do so, not trusting the Lord, preferring the counsel of their princes, will be taken away like a whirlwind, but only those who trust in him who brings righteousness will inherit the land. You need to consider, my brothers and sisters, what I'm talking to you about. Micah 7:2 says, a godly person has perished from the land, and it is an echo of what we see today. Have men been compelled to seek the whole truth? If not, my brothers and sisters, have they remembered the whole truth? Or do they presume themselves ready to be confirmed whole? Do they presume themselves ready to be sealed? Most of us are not going to sign a contract partial. He's not going to sign a contract polluted.
He said he would write his laws. He would write his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people when he brings the full end of all those nations that have scattered and distracted his people, that they seek indeed what is a pure justice. He said, the godly person has perished from the land. There's no upright one, no one who seeks all that is good, no such a person among men. So I most have to send Messiah for that express reason. You look at Psalm 2, men imagining vain things because men have taken counsel against the Most High, against his anointed, against his wisdom. Messiah have to bring forth one who is begotten, who matures beyond all the entrapments of this world, to expose all the rulers. Read Psalm 2 closely and understand. It said, Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about to liberate his people? To expose all the unrighteousness of the rulers. He is one of the rulers. Scripture said the rulers were despised. Read Isaiah 49. One who says comes forth from the body of his mother, as the Most High proclaimed his purpose. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, that he would overcome the world after the teaching of the Most High. Did they teach you about that? Why not? Revelation 7th chapter we're talking about here. We're talking about the confirming seal of the Most High. 7th chapter, 6th chapter going into the 7th. Took the 16 and 17 verses compared to 49:10 Isaiah. Relate, this is latter-day prophecy. If they not teach you this expectation, you need to ask, why not? Why have they been derelict in duty? It says, there's none righteous, no, not one. But they would have compelled you to believe that they also is and tell you that they could save you. Scripture said the Most High would have to send a Savior. All of them wait for bloodshed. In other words, they do violence one man against another. Why? Think about it. If the Most High has to send a Savior, it means man's trust in the varying standards of men are a snare to every man. Do I need to repeat that? Man's trust in the varying, partial, and polluted standards of men are all of them in some way a snare in a prison house, a blinder. But my brothers and sisters, there are fewer more men have discerned what I call the gospel of Shiloh. Secret city prophecies. What was the mutual expectation of the early church? Expecting the coming of one who restore man to all things that have been forgotten. If only I could just sit back and tell you about what I was told. Most High talks about bringing forth one whose express purpose is to teach men again and to take back everything that's been taken from us, as subject to those who would hide the truth. Should have been grasping again how to read and write. Seek to understand all these things that were written, my brothers and sisters, like the ancient natives. Restore to the heart of our ancient fathers. How else shall we reclaim, my brothers and sisters, and be truly kind of worthy to be called that everlasting people of the one Most High? Or do we think that this generation has no obligation to remember what would make them heirs of those who claim that righteousness of old? Everyone hurts the other with a net. Think about it. If men don't know what it is to seek the fullness of the truth, then every man's doctrine is a snare till the Most High awakens fully the mind of who he said he would to liberate men from the prison houses, because so many of my brothers and sisters trust in these false prophet pastors, teaching a fallen, foolish, deceitful, insufficient word, simply because they've not been compelled to seek the whole truth themselves, because they felt that they were favored under grace and favored for their lack of diligence. Second Kefa said, be diligent that you might gain entrance. Said, don't get tricked into something less by somebody who doesn't seek the fullness of the law and the prophets, or she shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. So remember, everything that is said by a prophet is not contained in his own book, which means you need to look through all of them. So in the last days, these things will be brought to remembrance. So men say that they are not snares if they refuse to. Look at these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. It says concerning evil. How about deviant, partial, polluted standards? Hey, it's saw the works of men know. Both hands do that well. The prince, those who are the leaders over the people, who declare the conscience of a people. The princes and also the judges ask for a bribe. They don't seek, my brothers and sisters, justice. What it's saying is they haven't sought fully what is honorable. They sought what is to their own advantage. Hey, they'll twist the rules a little bit if they see it to their, whatever they consider their agenda, their ambitions, their power, personal power or advantage. I'm going to be talking about this present prison system and how they treat people relative to whether or not they figure they can get something out of them. He said the folks in place of the power, brothers and sisters, they speak by and large according to the desire of their own souls. They weave snares together. Men have forgotten what it makes men whole. It means they all get together. The blind people, not to discern, my brothers and sisters, they've fallen far from a covenant, fallen short of the glory, fallen short of what is honorable. And dare to say that though that be the case, it's still acceptable? Scripture says the best of them is the briar. In other words, like reaching out for a beautiful rose and getting stabbed with a thorn. Best of them is a briar. Most upright among them is a thorn hedge. And the day, I'm telling you what it should be translated like, saying the day when Most High sets up a watchman at his post, at his watchtower, say your punishment will come. And it would be to the perplexity of many who thought that what they had was wise. Oh, if I had time to talk about Hosea 9:5-10, talking about in the last days, talking about the day of visitation, the Most High is coming, which he will declare what is not acceptable. He said, what will you do in the new moon? What will you do in the holy day of the Most High? The Most High has said he has a watchman. A watchman who is indeed true to his name. Go look at those words in the Hebrew. Between 9:5 and 10, as Hosea. He has a watchman who is with him, who is true to his name. But the people see him as a man because he functions after the inspiration of Yah, as one possessed with stupidity. And they set up all manner of obstacles against him, the scriptures say. He is even hated, and what men have erected is the house, been called the house of the Most High. Brothers and sisters, do you think the pastors want you to see by the Spirit the fullness of what is thine, divine will, so you discern? Or your leaders have been derelict, indiligent, only desirous that you remain stagnated after their conscience? Think again. Luke 21 talks about when Messiah comes, and there is great distress, a latter-day tribulation upon all the nations. It's going to be because, my brothers and sisters, people are going to find out that they were not as diligent as they could have or should have been. Many will find out that the opportunity they had to understand and not having taken it, heaven help us. It'd be a shocking thing for them to realize how much preciousness they totally ignored and did not recognize just how important it was to seek the greater truth. Because they already thought they were saved. They thought they were already made whole. Why don't your pastors tell you that definition of salvation? Thought they were already delivered from those who hid the truth from them? Think again. Most don't realize the difference until the truth is told. That is what is prophesied in advance. It would catch most people totally unexpectedly and off guard. My brothers and sisters, I could talk about Isaiah 21:5-9 and talk about a watchman that hearkens diligently with much heed from his watchtower, from his ward. And he sees two horsemen that declare the fall of Babylon. Oh, if you understood what that scripture, most understood what those two horsemen are. Wow. Check out our website, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Talk about who indeed the white horse rider that is mentioned in the scripture really is. Messiah said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. He calls himself the King of the East in Revelation 16, 12 through 21. He calls himself the morning star, the one who comes suddenly like the sun in its rising. Think about it. They had sundials, but they didn't have too much to dictate when the morning was to come in the night. Comes suddenly like the morning star, the sun, to cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. Caused men to suddenly realize what they thought was bright in the night was just a twinkling dimness, temporary, and not the greater light of the heavens. Seven five, Micah says, do not trust in a neighbor. Do not have confidence in a friend. A brother and sisters, if your friends don't know the greater truths that is necessary for the awakening of your mind, heart, and soul, their misexample can still be to you a snare, still be to your confusion, still be to your blindness. Because people come to you with smiling faces and supposedly with the best of their intents. Does that mean they still know what is salvation? The scripture said one will come forth who is. The scripture tells you how to identify them in a whole lot of prophets. So you need to look at Isaiah 49. You need to look at that website article of mine, Secret City Prophecies, Mutual Origin. Let's just say Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation at HiddenGospel.com. You need to look at that article called The Secret Name. Gospel of Shiloh. Things that tell you what to look for. My brothers and sisters, scripture says most thinking they themselves already wise, not believing that the leaders are hiding the truth from you. Continue to trust those who keep them in the darkness. And believe, my brothers and sisters, they know that most people desirous not to believe their leaders are that treacherous is the greatest weapon they have against you. My brothers and sisters, you got to know there's a lot of treachery going on. If you got 45,000 denominations out here, that means that they're not seeking the pure and completion that is the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would teach. You got to know that there are multitude of all these different doctrines. It's not because men are functioning after the Spirit, but after their flesh. What seems wise to the flesh, what appeases the selfish ambitions of man, which appeases men's personal idea of purpose and agenda. Did I say that was true to what the Most High intends? It must be the mutual salvation and devotion and aspiration and dreams of his people? Another thing altogether. Yes, my brothers and sisters. I would say to you that we will be made a trustworthy people before the Most High when we are all willing to seek the whole truth. He said, those who then, my brothers and sisters, follow the Lamb wherever he leads will receive the confirming seal that they not face the wrath of the Most High. Did I not tell you about Isaiah 6:12? It said, when the Most High reveals that fullness of a light, that the covenant should not depart from the minds of the people, or anybody seek to compromise it anymore, that the nations, whoever it is, that will not seek that fullness of light, or will seek to cause men to think that it's okay to seek less. You say, make a full end of all those nations? You don't want to fall short, my brothers and sisters. Know that the grace of Yah reveals divine law beyond worldly flaw. And there's been a tremendous amount of treachery and deceit on the part of the rulers in that they use the same word, the same word for the variant misconceits and folly of men. They use the same wording, the same word they use for divine law. So that you would think that there is nothing greater than their rule. That, my brothers and sisters, is much indiscriminate blasphemy. There is no respect for a reference point from the Most High at all. If you call red, orange, and orange, red too, how do you know which one, my brothers and sisters, is orange, and how do you know which one is red? You need to think about what they do. Not under the law, but under grace. What law do you think people needed to convert from if it wasn't the misconceits of the world when he said, go forth and teach all the nations and all their variants is the standard of one? Think again. Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. He gives a spirit. He says he still everybody walk according to the ambitions of his personal flesh, what appeases his own designs, or what the Most High says appeases his. Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. Scripture says, the time comes the son treats his father with contempt. Daughter rises up against the mother. Well, if you don't have a standard, my brothers and sisters, even those who supposed to have the same family can often wind up contentious against one another, still destructive against one another, because they simply don't know fully how to heal help before the Most High one another. You need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Man's enemies are men of his own household. You think that because man is in a particular family that he is born unto the Most High? Didn't the scripture say at 1:12, Yohanan, those who believed in him, hey, the only begotten son, didn't say that others were true to the Father. It said those who believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah. He gave them one spirit, under one common understanding, beyond all the indecisiveness, debates, and doubts of men. Beyond all the multitude of misallegiances of man, not after the will of the flesh, nor the will of blood, not kindredship, my brothers and sisters. But born of Yah, made his children unto his purpose, unto his plan, unto his service, unto his honor, unto his glory, unto his purpose, unto his cause. That is what the scriptures in the book of Judah talk about, the common or mutual salvation of man. Not according, my brothers and sisters, to anybody being given license to talk about a multitude of different standards and still to be said that they believe in Yah. So the prophet Micah said, but as for me, therefore, knowing that if a whole world has fallen short of the glory, that he must seek more. He said, but as for me, I will watch and wait for the Most High. I will wait, I will search for, I will expect faithfully the Holy One who will bring, if you will, his salvation. He says, my Holy One, my Savior, him from whom I received my salvation, being made whole, he will hear, he will help me. So those who say they are wise after partialities and pollutions, having conquered the minds of so many who could so easily be destabilized, what does he say concerning this at 7 and 8, Micah? Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, one who would stand against my being made whole before my Holy One. Rejoice not against me when I fall. Don't believe that a fallen standard is going to stand against the people the Most High has chosen forever. For I will yet again arise. And though I for now sit in darkness, he's speaking of his people, Most High should be a light
90 seconds.
Unto me. His people, my brothers and sisters, will have to admit one day the fallen standards they have hold. And they have borne much indignation because men have upheld sinful, fallen, polluted standards against him. Until the time he come to plead what is his cause for the blessing, reconciliation, the healing,
60 seconds.
The salvation, the oneness of his people, to execute again what is justice in the earth for the cause of his people, for the sake of his own name, that it not be profaned, defiled, blasphemed, insulted in any way. He bring forth in the light, and I behold again his righteousness. Then whoever it is mine enemy shall see, and shame shall cover them who seek partiality, when they say, those who have said, where's the Savior? Where's my Savior? Where's the one who will make me whole again? So my eyes shall behold those who stand against this fullness of righteousness and peace. And they should be trodden down in the mire of the streets.
10 seconds.
Oh, read the rest of it, Micah, there. for yourself, my brothers and sisters, because most times when we build the walls of a peaceful city. And bless the Lord, my brothers and sisters, who have that anticipation. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you.